Wow, we're up to session 10 already. You're doing great. I'm so pleased with each and every musician who completes another session because it does take time and discipline to do these drills. So congratulations for making it this far already. Now I'm going to really lay the work on our solo keyboard players. Here's your assignment. All the same drills we've been doing with our sixes and that we also did with our thirds. Now we're going to do these same drills with the following intervals. You may want to write this down. We're going to do our white seconds, our white fifths, our white fourths, and our white sevenths. This will give you something for your ear to grapple with. We'll do one verification round for each. You know what to do. And again, we're not going to concern ourselves with the differences between major and minor intervals, or perfect fifths versus diminished fifths. That's not part of this particular course. We're just going to play our seconds and fifths and fourths and sevenths on the white keys only and repeat the same drills we've been doing. When you get to your fifths, though, you're going to notice when you get to B and F, it's going to sound a little funny compared to the other fifths. That's fine. This is a fifth, this B and F, but it's a different kind of fifth than all the other fifths you'll be using. But don't worry about that. Just do your fifths on the white tones, and you already know how to do these exercises. So that's your assignment for solo keyboards. Now for solo guitar, I'm going to lay the work on you too for now. You can repeat the very same drill you did with A major and then any tone. Now we're going to do this with B major. Before we had A, we'll do the same thing with B. Then we play any tone, G. We need to pass two verification rounds. See, you need to do two verification rounds because you're already using the so-called black notes. You're using black and white tones as they would appear on the piano. So I want to make sure you're extra competent when you pass these drills. The keyboard people, since they're just using the white tones at this point, they only have to do one verification round, whereas you guitarists need to do two because you're using all the chromatic tones. Remember, each group is going at its own correct pace, all moving together at the same time. So take your time with this drill. Don't rush this training. I've given you quite a large homework assignment this time, and I expect that you're going to take a while to finish all this. So take all the time you need. You can do it easily because you've already done this with the A major chord. So you can certainly do it with the B major chord. It's just going to take you a little bit of listening, that's all. This is one of our secrets in perfect pitch ear training. We end up listening to the tones many, many times in many, many different ways. We take so many angles. And even though at this point you're doing it mostly by relative pitch, we're still listening very carefully. We take our time and we're fully with the tones. We stay in the present moment with our drills. It's just us and the drills and the notes. We nurture the tones as we're working with them. We don't just do them blindly. And then we'll find that the ear just naturally opens. Don't you feel an opening happening already? We're preparing for our shift to this absolute pitch color discrimination. Just keep on listening. Now for our ear training meditation, we'll add the tone A to our collection. That's F sharp for the guitarists. And our team players will add these very same tones to their collections. And we'll also add one more feature to our team practice. We'll do melodic and harmonic triples at this time. G, C, D. You can play them in any order, and then we'll play them harmonically. G, A, E. If you're a single tone instrumentalist, you can skip the harmonic examples and you can just focus on the melodic triples. So we play three tones. They can be ascending, descending, or mixed up. Whatever, but we play them melodically. Then we work with harmonic chords of three tones. They can be together, or more separated, Take your time with these chords. I call this aural chord analysis, when you have to get inside a chord to identify each tone. This drill, this aural chord analysis, is incredible because first you have to unlock the sound by ear. You have to hear each tone discreetly. And then once you can hear each tone, you have to identify B, E, A. When your ear is prepared, as we've been doing with all these drills, then this aural chord analysis is a very powerful technique to stabilize perfect pitch. But you can't just recommend this drill to a friend. The ear has to be prepared properly. And this you're doing already. We've already done. So you can continue with your singles and doubles, and now you can also play with your triples. And when you've passed all your verification rounds, I'll see everyone next time.